Somebody please help.
I've been robbed.
My freedom. My freedom is missing.
In the early light of dawn, I woke to find her gone.
She was taken.
I know it. I found proof through the night. I found leaked confidential files, amended constitutional rights.
It's like I was mugged, you know? Woke up in a dark alley with my credit cards untouched, pocket full of cash,
but my voice was missing.
So my identity theft went unreported. Even as reports came in of how my good name was being used, I remained quiet.
I strained to deny it. I wanted to shout. I am not that American. Once revered, now feared the world over. That's not me. With the pimp strut and the end what attitude?
Creating contempt and ingratitude.
In the countries in every latitude on the map? That's not me. I'm getting a bad rap.
But it's not all my fault. I've been voice jacked. My voice has been taken.
And I've been silent for too long.
But
I'm tired.
I'm tired of walking around with my eyes down and keeping my head low.
And because I said so,
it's not a good enough answer to the question, why in the world that we live in today, is it less offensive to bomb families than be gay?
Why is torture acceptable under any conditions? Why do we engage in rendition,
wage wars of attrition? Why do we spend more money on prisons than schools?
Are poisons the cures?
Why did you take my morality and replace it with yours?
And why?
Did I let you?
And so long as I remain complicit in the act, I will never get what was taken back.
And I want
what was taken back.
In fact,
first up is my planet.
Yes.
Give me that.
See, nature?
Talk to him.
Nature is an enemy I have never seen the likes of. Whatever you do for her, we'll come back again.
Yeah, but whatever you do against her, we'll come back times 10. So I am going back in time again.
Back in time to win. I made the choice for short-term pleasure over long-term crisis. Before Mother Nature was stripped of everything priceless, and I will turn Earth Day gatherings
into take back the night rallies,
and I will take back the night.
So, yeah. So, grab your rape whistles and get your pepper spray in the non-aerosol cans.
Lace up your sneakers, baby, and get ready to march.
Mother Nature, she's afraid to be by herself at night. So we gonna take to the streets with a hand held tight and write on signs made from recycled paper that no means no.
Tonight we take back the night.
The crescent moon.
Yes.
The starry skies.
No. And then we take the sunrise.
Hell yeah.
You know, the blue skies and the gray.
We take back the day. If we demand it, we could regain the whole planet, huh? The natural gas and the oil, the minerals in the soil, the animals, from panda
to otter.
We're getting the water.
Somebody ought
to take back the trees for the son and daughter to see.
So we are doing it.
Before they ruin it,
we are taking the earth back. And once we got that, baby, we stay on the attack.
Our values and morality have been kidnapped.
And I want
what was taken back.
In fact, next up is my Christ.
Give me that.
I have scoured the earth chasing my Christ, the undistorted version of tolerance and light, before skin was airbrushed, before he was framed, and
before
the shame
of what's been done in his name.
Because hell, even those who don't share my beliefs
share my belief
that the first step towards hell is when we kill to go to heaven.
So before
the cross becomes a trigger, and every time we pull it, God comes out on the bullet.
And you condone the murder by saying that each person dies with a small burst of peace between the eyes.
I've assembled a militia of civil rights leaders
and school curriculum writers
to free the Prince of Peace from the forces of distortion.
And we've come so close so often.
But tonight, our intel is flawless. Okay. We've tracked him to Guantanamo Bay, being held against his will
as a guard.
Dressed in camouflage, armed with an M16, hammering stakes through the wrist of detainees. Our troops are scrambled and en route now.
And come tomorrow,
God-fearing Christians will once again be able to break bread with Muslims.
Do yoga with Buddhists.
Turn their caps to the back.
Let their pants sag.
And go back to being cool again.
Without fear of being persecuted.
And without being feared as persecutor,
we are taking our Christ back. I don't know how we lost all of this to begin with.
Okay, I swear. I was watching the hands. You know, and I checked up the sleeves, but I turned away for just a second and fell victim to thieves. moralities, right and wrong. It got switched for partisans, right and left. And now
no rights are left untouched. Save for the right to death if you question the right about what's best.
Or suggest who's blessed.
Or who we oppress and who we detest.
Or how to progress and when to protest.
Or if we've digressed from destiny's manifest and made a mess of liberty.
From a leader's duress.
And is pleased to protect.
And agreed his best guess was a reason to infect our diseased democracy with deception and debt.
But tonight we reclaim our right to express.
And regain our land.
On your mark.
Ready.
Set. Freeze.
This is the raid of the decade after the century's greatest heist.
We are confiscating our liberty and taking back our rights.
So if you're looking for us, we're the ones dressed in all black, leather and ski masks to match.
Looking like freedom's cat burglars, scaling down corruption's hatch, hacking into stolen accounts, transferring democracy back.
Catch us bumping into misleading leaders on the street.
Pickpocketing power from the powers that be.
And it's far too late for threats because we are no longer scared.
So don't bother with the getaway cars
because we ain't going nowhere. We are the once upon a time king. Torn from pyramids to become peasants.
The once upon a time peasant who fled from kings to become kings.
The settler. Refusing to settle for anything less than everything more.
So call this vigilante justice.
Call it self-defense.
Call me an Indian giver.
Because I am war paint on and tomahawk armed. Fighting to take back what I never gave to begin with. My history, give me that.
My truth, give me that.
My vote, give me that.
Consider this 3 o'clock after school.
And we are running the halls of Congress shouting, fight! So set your jaw tight.
Put that fight in your eyes. This ain't the time for tires.
This ain't the time to quit.
Now is the time to chomp with the bit, to spit and cuss and kick up some dust. We have to take what we demand
from those who have taken it from our hands.
And you have to hand it to them. They have the whole world in their hands.
And they are not giving handouts, but we don't plan to go home empty-handed.
We handed the world in when the World Trade collapsed.
A lie said enough times. Still isn't a fact.
A bald eagle can't fly with a knife in its back.
The flood water is rising. The levee is cracked.
A new storm upon us.
The sky's going black. Constitution in tatters.
No longer intact.
The moment is now.
It is time to act. And take America back.